Welcome back to the program. And before we move forward with Ravens game plan here on WBAL, I do want to say that Steve Payne from Perry Hall won the latest I'm on the Buck Truck t-shirt giveaway. Steve, congratulations. Tomorrow, I promise you, Q, we're giving away at least five of these I'm on the Buck Truck t-shirts.
I got mine. I'm looking forward to sporting it around town.
You better
town.
Be rocking that.
Oh, yeah. On the Buck Truck.
Don't even throw it in the wash. Just
nope.
Keep it on.
Maybe
every once in a while throw it in the wash.
Yeah, exactly. Hang dry it so the color remains nice, bright orange and, you know, the fading of it all. And, yeah.
Be listening throughout the program tomorrow when we give away more I'm on the Buck Truck t-shirts. We'll send one out to our next guest, Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jame, how are you?
Yeah, you're doing well, guys.
Well, interesting week in the AFC North. And I think the Ravens right now, of course, atop the AFC North because the rest of the division lost.
Yeah. You want to take advantage of any time you can get an edge on any of the teams. And, everybody had a very challenging, I think, start. I mean, you had Pittsburgh going out playing Peyton Manning in his first game in Denver. That was always going to be a difficult win for them. You have the Browns starting a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback hosting a very aggressive Philadelphia Eagles defense that the Ravens are going to see this week. And then the Ravens and Bengals, two playoff teams going at it on Monday Night Football. So it doesn't surprise me that only one team came out with a win out of this first weekend's game. I think unlike last year and the year before where winning the division took about 12 or 11 games, it wouldn't surprise me this year if it was 10 games
wow.
that won this division.
If you look at the way Pittsburgh went out against Peyton Manning and the Broncos, you would have thought that they're looking old in a tooth. Is it so much Peyton or is it so much them? And is it so much James Harrison on the sideline?
Yeah, I think right now when people talk about age, I think what really hurts them is it's just naturally when players get older, they get injured more frequently, and that's what they're dealing with now. Not only is James Harrison, I think, going to be very questionable. He told reporters today that he's going to be a go for Sunday against the New York Jets, but he hasn't practiced for two straight days. So it's hard to believe a guy who hasn't gone out on the practice field. And Troy Polamalu, their safety, he's missed the past two games, or the past 2 days of practice, because of a calf injury. So if they're without those two guys, I don't care what offense you're playing, whether it's Mark Sanchez or a more prolific quarterback. When you don't have those two star players, it's going to hurt you. And if you remember 2 years ago when the Steelers didn't have Troy Polamalu, they had a stretch where they were 6-7. And so they're a very different defense without Troy Polamalu. It's kind of like the Ravens without Ed Reed on defense.
So moving over to the next matchup for Cincinnati is certainly the Cleveland Browns. They've got the stud number one pick in Trent Richardson getting in a war of words with Ray Mauluga. I guess Ray doesn't believe he's much of anything, and kind of spinning off of what Jim was saying, kind of expound on the smack talk going on over there in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's spicing up the battle of Ohio, because a lot of times you're just kind of like yawning a little bit because there's a lot of excitement, especially anytime you're dealing with the Browns. They're constantly a rebuilding franchise. I thought it was very interesting that Ray Mauluga, the Bengals middle linebacker, is the one spouting off, because when I watched the Ravens game, the only time I noticed him on the field was when Vonta Leach was just driving past him. He was just blocking and blowing him over.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's questioning a rookie running back, saying he's not anything spectacular. Well, Ray Mauluga acted like he was the one that was playing like Ray Lewis and making 14 tackles in that game. So it surprised me a little bit. Trent Richardson, though, only had 39 yards, 19 carries, a very quiet NFL debut. He's a young player, sometimes need a little bit of a spark, and whereas I think a veteran player with this trash talk, it might not motivate him enough, but I think Richardson, this could get him out and get him going, especially early against the Bengals.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com is with us here on WBAL. Let's revisit the Ravens win over the Bengals for a moment, Jameson. Did the Ravens do and expose something with the Bengals that Marvin Lewis and company should be truly concerned about moving forward, or was that just running into a buzzsaw on the road on a Monday night against Baltimore?
Yeah, I think it was running. I think the Bengals are a better team than they showed out there. But when you get caught up on a team that was just clicking in every facet of the game, I think it's hard for them to, especially a young team. I mean, they're one of the two. I think they're like the third youngest team in terms of starters in the NFL. So if you get ahead on this team, they can get a little bit rattled, and I think that's what happened. It didn't surprise me that the Ravens defense, they really did step up against I think a promising Bengals offense with Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. They were really physical with A.J. Green, which I think kind of took him off his game a little bit. But I was surprised about a Bengals defense who I thought really grew as a unit last year, how they were just picked apart by Joe Flacco. And last year, if you remember, Ray Rice was the one who really did the damage against the Bengals. This time, they just ripped apart the Bengals, and they acted like, hey, you know, we really don't need Ray Rice to do this. So I was surprised by how they attacked the Bengals defense and the success over and over they had against Cincinnati.
Jameson, can you hang on for one more quick segment?
Oh, definitely.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com is with us. More when we return here on WBAL.